Ata Takanawa is a fashionista, and she's responsible for Miramoda, which is a sort of Māori board looking at Māori involvement in, among other things, New Zealand Fashion Week. Well, that's been cancelled. And Ata might be able to explain what's going on in the fashion scene. Hey, stylish sister, tēnā koe. It's good to talk with you again. How you doing?
Morena,
Ata.
Morena. Good.
Yeah, all good. You've always had an involvement in New Zealand Fashion Week, and we've taken pride in the fact that you've been pushing a sense of Māori design into the annual celebration of our design apparel. But it's not happening this year. Can you give us, Alice, a bit of an idea what's going on?
I think people should be aware that with COVID, New Zealand Fashion Week was actually cancelled in 2020, 2021 and 2022. And last year, it returned under new ownership. So the legacy of New Zealand Fashion Week belonged to the former owners. And it was a tough gig for the new owners because, yeah, New Zealand's a very small country and the clique of fashion people in the industry is relatively small. And so I think they did a couple of things that wasn't like the former one, and I don't believe he had the same level of support. So I do know that posed some viable issues for him. And but there were other things that happened that made last year different in lots of ways. But yeah, just bearing in mind, it wasn't. A cancellation this year is not a foreign concept. So we've only had, actually just doing the math, would be one New Zealand Fashion Week in 4 years.
Yeah.
So
does it, and advancing Māori designers and creatives in the fashion sector, how might we accommodate the cancellation of this week of fashion? Talk with us about other ways that we can still advance Māori fashion kaupapa, even though New Zealand Fashion Week is, as we know, not going ahead this year.
So when we set out to support Māori fashion designers 10 years ago now, might be more, actually it is more, we created a platform for Māori fashion designers that proved to be a launch pad for many of them, you know, and I'm really proud of that. We've probably put through more than 100 fashion designers. However, in recent years, we've moved towards invitation only because the sort of all-in competition format did attract entries that weren't up to scratch. And, you know, I think we need to be honest about that. We need to be, when I say we, I mean Māori or Māori, need to be discerning. We need to be confident enough to critique each other. And if it, you know, if it doesn't feel good, if it doesn't look good, and they happen to be Māori, then we're doing them a disservice by not being honest. So for me, I think a lot of the Māori fashion designers have actually had the luxury of being able to go to Fashion Week without maybe the level of quality that certainly I would prefer them to have. So I think this is a good opportunity for them to, like, step back. And not just the Māori fashion designers, but all designers, step back, regroup. It's a tough gig, fashion. And we've lost, like, some big names like Kate Sylvester, who've got investment, got legacy, they've got bricks and mortar. I can count the number of Māori fashion designers that have that level of investment, probably not even that high. So when you have big names like that out of out of the league and out of the mix, then you're always going to struggle a bit. And better to do 6 things properly than 12 things half by.
Yeah, I go with that. Well, let's try and be a little bit upbeat, even though the Fashion Week's not going ahead this year. What about vehicles, learning environments for young aspiring designers in the fashion world? How are we looking at encouraging young Māori and perhaps Pacifica designers to hone their craft?
Well, I know when I've been looking for designers for our show, one thing that will definitely get my attention is that if they've been classically trained, if they've done the 2-3 courses that are readily available, the Needham, Massey, AUT, Wycliffe even, there's a number of them. It's not a problem, it's just like, I think it's our natural Māori spirit that if we see something and we believe we can give it a go, we give it a go. But sometimes, more often than not, there is a call and a need for some disciplined learning in all that we do. And I think what we're seeing in the music world and the Māori music world is great examples of people that have worked really, really hard, have mastered the different fields of composing music, the execution of that, and then the marketing of that, and the apparel that goes with it. You know, Stan Walker's a really good example of that. Like, he's now a big machine. And I think that our Māori fashion designers can learn a bit more of the bigger picture, the bigger machine. And most of them, well, I don't think will be too affected by the cancellation because they are online businesses anyway, and they mostly will design a collection for New Zealand Fashion Week. So they'll be without that and then without the opportunity to show off their brand. But they also have the opportunity to consolidate and work on their quality.
Well, tēnā koe, we've got some good names in the scene, haven't we? Kitty Nathan springs to mind, of course. Names like Bobby Luke, Janine Clark, and we've got a few Adrian Whitewood as well. So we are seeing Māori designers pushing their kaupapa. What we need to do as a people is support those emerging talents as well.
Yeah, I think you need to look beyond those names, though. Like, those names have been around for a little while.
Sure.
We also have emerging Māori fashion designers that are graduates of those 2-3 institutions that I spoke to, and they just like put their head down and work really solidly. I mean, our most well-known designer, not here in New Zealand, but in Australia, is a boy from Ngāpui, Blair Archibald, and he's like, you know, Anna Wintour goes to Australian Open and meets with him. He has a store, he's online. But he came through us, he was in our second year, and we're extremely proud of him. He was the same year as Adrian Whitewood. Adrian is also a fantastic fashion designer, but her genre, I guess, wasn't a good fit with the local market. So it used to be very structured, and and now she's gone down a more meeting the local market kind of collection and style. But Blair Archibald was by far our highest achiever. Yeah.
Thank you.
And there's more. There are more. They're just not proactive in the Māori world, but they're Māori fashion design, and by their own right have done the classical training and will do well. Will do well, yeah.
Tēnā koe, it's been good talking with you again. Thanks very much for sharing some time with us. No Fashion
okay,
Week, but
you,
still some great Māori designers coming through and joining us, Ata Te Kanawa. Thank you, Ata.
Thank you. Kia ora.
Tēnā koe.